The Star Actress is dictating on Ray. I'm sorry, Faye Acker. Acker is A-U-K-E-R. A-U-K-E-R. Faye, F-A-Y. Date of birth is 12-10-39. Date of visit is 3-8-22. This is a continuation of dictation. I already dictated the initial part of the history of physical as well as part of the physical exam. So I'm just starting at this point from the system review. Faye Acker, please attach this to the previous dictation on Faye Acker. Okay, this system review. The patient has had no weight loss. She complains of fatigue. She has weakness of the right limbs. She also has some coughing spells with foamy mucus. She has no nausea, vomiting, but has heartburn. She also has easy bruising and denies seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities. She has some skin rash with itching and denies anxiety or depression. She has no urinary symptoms or flank pains. She has no glaucoma or cataracts and denies headaches or blackouts. Next, med list included famotidine 40 milligrams a day, Synthroid 137 micrograms daily, gabapentin 100 milligrams BID, Ventolin inhaler 2 plus PRN, and Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly. Next, physical exam. This elderly white female is alert, pale, mildly dyspneic, and blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse 78, respiration 16, tension 9.78, weight is 120 pounds, saturation 100. HENT, enormous phallic pupils, reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat is mildly injected. Neck supple, no bruise. No lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Occasional wheezes were scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart sounds are irregular, small and S2 with no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. Extremities, weakness of the right side. She has braces on her arm and the right leg. And there's mild edema of the right lower extremity at the ankle and feet. Reflexes are not well elicited on the right. He moves her left side quite well. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, patient number one. COPD and emphysema. Number two is right hemiparesis. Number three, history of cancer of the thyroid, status post-thyroidectomy. Number four is history of upper airway malignancy. Number five is brain infarct. And number six is history of gastroesophageal reflux. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast, complete pulmonary function study, CBC complete metabolic profile, and was placed on a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. David Heise, H-E-I-S-E, David. This is Dr. D'Souza. Yeah.